Today on the Grow Your Business podcast, we chat to Daniel, digital presence expert, about the power of reviews and how you can leverage them to grow your business. So let's get into it. Hi, Daniel. Thank you for joining us on the podcast again today.
Hey, Katrina. Pleasure to be back.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about reviews and the benefits they have for businesses, especially in terms of local marketing. As someone who works with businesses every single day, what are some of the benefits that you see them having?
I'm so excited to talk about this. Business reviews is honestly like the foundation of finding your brand as a business owner. If you're an entrepreneur, if you've owned a business for a long time and you're just getting into the game of like online advertising, honestly, reviews is like the foundation of it all. When we're talking about word of mouth, this is it. This is where it begins, is at reviews. So build your brand. The benefits of reviews is going to be people finding your business and finding out what your business services. Not only that, it's going to be super beneficial for how Google identifies you as a business as well.
Have you seen any examples of how, you know, a business might have gone from getting no reviews or not focusing on their reviews to then getting reviews, and how that has kind of transformed their business and improved, maybe improves the leads they're getting or anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. I think the important thing to know about reviews and transforming your business into a structure where you have an easy way to generate reviews. And we can go into a bit more details about how you can actually go about generating more reviews. But the most important thing is I've seen immense success. We're talking about businesses that were getting, you know, potentially like very little in terms of actual leads from their Google business profiles or from their Facebook. And suddenly they've just started to explode because people can see that this is a legitimate business that has a reputation behind them.
How do those businesses go about getting their reviews? Like how would you recommend a business who's like got no reviews start getting reviews? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because this is great. This is a great thing. I mean, like, so I feel like the biggest struggle, especially with some business owners, is finding out like, well, it's hard. I've just done a job. I don't really want to be coming back to this person that I've just done a job for and be like, oh, hey, do you want to actually like leave us a review?
Yeah, it can be a bit awkward for a business owner, right?
Totally. It's so awkward. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily, it shouldn't have to feel like that. Mm. And there is unique ways, and it's really about identifying like what it is that your business is currently running and finding out the best suitable method to then actually like really kind of hone in on how to generate yourself some reviews. For example, if you are like an electrician, a plumber, one of the best ways I find that these businesses can generate themselves reviews is honestly by finishing a job and then just having like a quick link that you can find on your Google business profile. A lot of these online platforms will just have a direct link that will just, when people click on it, it'll say, hey, please leave me a review. Mm. So just find that link. And then once you finish the job, send that person a text message and be like, hey, something that will really help us out is if you leave us a review. And if you send that to like 10 people and only like two of those people actually leave you a review, honestly, you're cutting yourself above the game of every other business that isn't doing that. And I think that's where the real power of it comes through. If you're like a hairdresser, you can then kind of have signs that say like, please leave me a review on, you know, Google or Facebook or something like that.
You can put it on a QR code so it's like you just scan their phone.
Yeah. I think ever since we've kind of come out of COVID, I think a lot of people have gotten used to QR codes. So yeah, getting a QR code is pretty good. You can go to some places online and find where you can get like a QR code generator. So again, finding that link, generating a QR code from that. And then yeah, after you've finished a job, asking them, hey, can you please leave us a review? Because it's going to help us out immensely. When we're looking at the context of the review, oh my God, I might get a bit carried away here, but bear with me. So when we're talking about the review itself, not only is it good for customers to see, so customers are seeing that you are an active business doing something with customers. So they're like, right, this is legitimate. It's not just for those guys. We're talking about Google as well. Now Google is seeing your business as a legitimate business, actually generating reviews and you responding to those reviews with something simple as like, hey, thank you for leaving a review. Google's like, right, this business is legit. And not only that, Google is also then reading said reviews. So then they're seeing words like, hey, went into Paula's, got a fantastic haircut, would recommend. Google's seeing haircut, seeing the location of where you've sent the review from. And then when someone's searching for haircut, Google might actually recommend your place of business from that review that was left that mentioned haircut, which I think is so powerful and so important for businesses to know how to do this stuff.
So it's really giving your local marketing a boost as well, really without you having to do too much more there.
No, yeah. And I would say it's up to like, I would say it's definitely up there as one of the most powerful things to getting found online, for sure.
So once these businesses have started collecting these reviews, what should they do next with them? Like, should they be showcasing them somewhere? Should they be replying to them? I suppose that's the real question here.
Yeah. So I think you kind of got to be somewhat careful about when it comes to showcasing said reviews. I think you can definitely like post them locally. Like if you wanted to have like, if you own a cafe, you could maybe have a blackboard that says like some people have left some nice reviews where they've recommended certain dishes or something like that. But reply to them for sure. So reply to them, even if it's a negative review. Honestly, just reply to all of them. Positive reviews, reply to them as well. Just say, hey, thank you for leaving this review. And then that way we're seeing these online platforms, seeing you as a business interacting with these people.
We touched super briefly just then on negative reviews. It's inevitable. Businesses are going to get them.
Yeah.
What is the best practice for when that does come in?
Yeah, I do understand. Now, listen, I deal with a lot of business owners, so I do understand that receiving a negative review is hard.
Yeah.
This is something that is your pride and passion, and receiving a negative review about it is obviously bitter. But at the same time, like, there is a lot of businesses that get negative reviews. And I think this is the great opportunity for you as a business owner to prove to customers that you are a professional place of business and you are above this, because, you know, we can't please everyone. That's just known. And everyone else will know that as well. I know it can be hard. Respond to it professionally. Talk to them about, you know, what their issue is, you know, whether it be like, you know, I'm sorry you were displeased with the service. Is there something we can do to help you out? Because then there's possibly the conversation of that person might end up deleting it. But again, just responding to it professionally. Then, you know, customers online will see how you dealt with it, see that you responded professionally. And then, of course, if you've got a great way of generating reviews for your business, that stuff's just going to get flooded out. And they're going to see that, and they're going to see those.
See the ratio of good to bad. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Nobody's invincible. I mean, even local search will sometimes receive negative reviews ourselves. And it's about rising above it, responding to them professionally, and then just working on that review generation and going from there.
For business owners who are looking to get more reviews, what is three kind of things they could walk away today and start doing to help generate those reviews and help build those numbers?
So I'd probably say what we've been pretty much talking about for the whole way through is figure out your best way of review and how to generate them. So once you kind of find your rhythm on how you can do that, it's going to give people the opportunity to leave you feedback. And if you can really work on how you're going to go about doing that, whether it be at the end of your emails that you send out, whether it be a text message that you send out, or whether it be when people first enter your place of business, that you have something there that's going to link them in to actually know how to leave a review, that's what you should be focusing on right now. And finding on your current, in terms of how your business is displayed online, finding out where those quick review links are, and then going in, getting those links, sharing them where you can, and then really working on your business's brand from there. One of the other two things would be, see if there is like better ways to reply to your reviews, whether that be like, you're kind of wondering like, how can I approach replying to this person, or what can be hard? There's a lot of like good AI tools out there as well that can kind of get you started on how to reply to these reviews, literally copy and pasting like a review into, let's say, like ChatGPT or something like that, and just saying like, hey, how do you think I should respond to this review? And that will just get you started. Of course, you should always try and personalize it yourself, obviously, to adhere to the situation at hand. But that can definitely help out as well, for sure. Ultimately, the whole point of what we're doing and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get your business found online through these certain words, through, you know, businesses then finding a business, deciding whether or not this is going to be the business they choose for their service through the potential of those reviews, and then really just honing in on building your online overall presence that suddenly, you know, you've diversified your reviews. So you've got them on Google Business, you've got them on Facebook. So no matter where people are finding you, you have a reputation about your business and you are currently building your brand. People see that. People are like, love that. I'm going to go with this guy.
There's such a buzz around at the moment, businesses using user-generated content. to promote themselves. So whether that be like someone's taken a photo with their product on Instagram and tagged them, and then you're then using that content. If we look at reviews as a form of user-generated content, how do you feel that they could underpin like a marketing strategy for a brand, especially when you're looking at brands who might be in the middle of rebranding, expanding their services, or branching out into a new market?
I think it's a great thing to do. There is certain key factors that you kind of got to bear in mind when it comes to referring to certain reviews that have already been left. I wouldn't say to screenshot a review and then just like post it into your website or something like that.
No, maybe utilize the feature of a widget that pulls in live reviews, for example.
100%. That would be a much preferred method. So widget being that you have something on your website that is just cycling through some of your more recent reviews.
100%.
And when someone interacts with this feature, it takes them to there. And then they can see those reviews on this platform.
Yeah. So making sure, that you're highlighting it in the correct way, or using phrases like trusted by X amount of people and the X amount of people, or being the amount of reviews you've got, or, you know, 4-point-something star rated business is another good way to do it on your website.
And then saying like, find out more, see some of the people, and then you can have like a social link button or something like that, that will then link people back to those channels, I think is great.
Let's chat a little bit more around a business's rights to remove reviews.
Ooh.
This is a bit of a gray area for a lot of businesses. And it's something that I know we can only kind of lightly touch on. But can a business ask a platform to remove a review?
They definitely can ask. And there is obviously content policies that go in line with depending on different platforms and stuff like that. Ultimately, a lot of the platforms, when it comes to review, adhering to the ACCC, which is the Australian Consumer, and just, you know, obviously abiding by certain rules and regulations that have to happen there. So you can definitely reach out and request for a review to be removed. It's going to be unlikely. And again, like I was saying before, don't be afraid of negative reviews. Negative reviews is a great opportunity that can showcase you as a business that you're still professional and you can rise above all this. In terms of, you know, getting a negative review removed from your platform, I'd say I'd be more hesitant about trying or attempting something like that and be more inclined to just try and respond to the review and find some middle ground there with either the person themselves to potentially remove the review then.
Well, I think that might be all we've got time for today, Daniel. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
It's been an absolute delight as ever. Thank you for having me on, Katrina. I appreciate it.
This podcast was brought to you by Local Search, one of Australia's leading full-suite digital marketing services. They help more than 28,000 Australians grow their business, making everything from building a website, SEO, Google Ads, social ads, and more stress-free and affordable. While this podcast will give you the basics, if you do need a hand, visit business.localsearch.com.au to discover more free resources that can help grow your business. While we have you, we respectfully acknowledge the Yukon Bear people, the traditional owners of the land in which we record on and pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and future.